It's past 7 o'clock on a Friday, and as regular, the doctor is in the house. Dr. Bruce Thompson is in all the way from up highway in the cold and desperate conditions that prevail up that way. Welcome to the warm coast. Yes. Although warm is hardly the...
Just rub it in, Dave. Yeah, rub it in.
No, but you want to jump in a cold pool in the middle of winter in Hillcrest.
You've got the sea you can jump into. I mean,
the sea is actually warm. It's 23 degrees today or thereabouts.
Oh, I know. The pool's 10. So
See, that's the difference. Not that I would jump into the sea anyway. I think anyone that does that is mental. I mean, it's cold. It's winter.
Reconnecting and grounding. Very good for you.
Is it? Okay, I'll take your word for it.
All that electromagnetic polarization, wonderful stuff.
I prefer a cup of coffee. Does it works for me.
Yeah, you can do that as well.
Okay, but not together. No. Do you tend to dilute the coffee in the... Then let's move on to much more serious things. What's on your mind this morning?
What's on my mind? So we were talking last week about this idea of obstacles to cure. And one of my patients who listened in was saying, well, isn't that just common sense? Wouldn't anyone do that? You know, think about what is contributing to you as the patient's ill health, or what contributing to the problem. And the truth is that too few people do that. Too few medical practitioners think a little bit more broadly about the patient. They're looking for very particular things so they can apply a particular... medicines. So I'm talking more about the Western medicine approach. Looking at obstacles to cure is about common sense. It's about applying common sense to the situation that's sitting in front of you, which is the patient. And the idea of approaching the patient in that way, like I said, just seems to be the common sense thing to do.
Yeah, so is it your premise that people play a role in this healing?
Well, that's what I was getting to. Thank you. You are a genius at this. Well done. So that is it. That is part of the problem, but also the gift, right? It's this yin and yang sort of situation with this approach, is that you want to help your patient's coming to you because they want help. In the modern world, people have become very used to the fact that they'll go to the doctor will give them something, they'll feel better, right? Because modern medicine is very powerful. It's powerful chemistry.
That is the way traditional medicine, as I understand it, works to a large degree as well. Because if I'll give you an example, a friend of mine back in the day was a district surgeon, or a district, one of those sort of locums standing in for a district surgeon in a very rural part of the country. And he had run out of a particular injectable, a treatment for some kind of venereal disease, which was apparently incredibly painful to administer without a local anesthetic. And he'd run out of local anesthetic. And lots of folk were arriving for the shot, and he was reluctant because of but one fellow absolutely wouldn't leave because he insisted that he had to have some treatment. And this doctor, in all fairness, said, listen, I can administer something, but I'm telling you now, unfortunately, I don't have the mutti to stop the pain. And so I'll give it to you, but you know, understand it's with reluctance. No, that's fine. He gave this guy the shot. He went completely pale, and you know, it was a thing. And he thought, well, that's going to do no good for this practice at all. The word is going to spread like mad. A real hacker of a doctor. Yeah. Did quite the opposite.
He was suddenly the most popular guy in the
country. Because that was the very strong injection that people wanted now. They wanted the weak one that the proper doctor was giving, the strong one. And they believed so firmly that this was going to work that, in fact, I believe lots of traditional medicine is it works on the premise that if the patient believes in the cure to the point where they will literally take a shot that is agony, Yeah. And it works. They get cured.
Powerful placebo effect.
Yeah. So how much of medicine is placebo? Well, when I say placebo,
we've discussed this before, and it is, you know, this is kind of established in the industry, is that about 70% of the effect of medicines in general are placebo effect.
So when you hear of someone beating cancer, one wonders how much of the beating is the medical, chemical or radiation, or you know, the intervention from medicine, and how much is the patient's belief system able to generate internal healing?
Well, that could lead to a whole discussion of what we define as beating
cancer.
But
what do you believe?
What do I believe about?
Yeah, how much of the cure process is generated from within?
Yeah, but when things actually are cured, it's coming from within. The body is what is doing it, right? Nothing can cure the body.
So all medicine does is
the
create the conditions for the cure
potentially
take.
Potentially, yeah.
Unless, of course, it's a broken bone or something like that, in which case you've got to make a fixture.
Yeah. I mean, there are different scenarios and circumstances. But, you know, getting back to the idea of patient responsibility, right? So this idea of identifying obstacles to cure, it naturally raises the concept of patient responsibility and patient education from our side. So a lot of what we're doing is education, illuminating for the patient their reality, understanding the connection between what they do and what they feel, and the conditions that they're experiencing, and what the long-term impact of something that they're doing, which they don't really notice. They don't notice the impact now, but what it might be, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line.
Yeah.
So the shift that has to happen with a patient is them realizing their responsibility, the fact that they have an enormous agency in the outcomes, you know, what their health outcomes are going to be. They're not just victims of their life.
Of circumstance.
And a circumstance, right.
Well, that is a theory, and it's a good one. But I put it to you that most people are in situations, and I'm talking about in the sort of modern commercial world, where they sit all day, and they can't not.
They don't have control.
You know, you've got businesses now that are hiring people remotely, and they literally are taking a screenshot of you every 5 minutes, and they're measuring your keyboard strokes.
Yes.
And dare you vary from that. So you're locked in for that period of time. Most businesses where you are sedentary, you're expected to be doing just that, which is bad for your health.
No, then I get what you're saying. Is that we're often a victim of our situation as well, and that we don't have agency, but we can mitigate. And this is the thing, is you can mitigate. You can do things to minimize the damage, right? And where you can, you should. And if you can become aware of what you can do.
I buy that entirely, but I also don't want to sort of guilt those that are listening to this thing.
It's all my fault.
Yeah, it's woe is me. And there's because look, reality is reality. Yeah. We're all just walking each other home anyway. And you know, no one has got it all together. Yeah. I don't care who you are. No one has got it all together. We all do stuff that is probably bad for us physically, maybe medically. But you know what? There's a thing called fun as well. I don't know. Sometimes fun is bad for you, but it's fun.
Oh, no. Fun is usually good for you. Most of the time, I believe. Yeah. Having a good laugh.
Yeah.
No. So it's always, you know, I always feel lightened after my conversations with you. Always more of a laugh.
You know what? When I think about it, having fun, I'll give you an example. It's really bad to drink. You know, alcohol is medically, and there are many people that will tell you that even one spirit is kind of irredeemably bad for you. And yet, the Japanese have a vibe where you drink sake to the point where, business wise, in company situation, where you are expected to get completely pie eyed and insult the boss and that they say is very good for you. Mm. It releases all sorts of tensions and negative emotions. You need that release. It's bad for you to drink the sake, but there's and I don't know whether it's true or not, but it seems that it works.
The eternal principles at play there is darkness and light, yin and yang. Yeah. You know, things that are good can be bad.
Yeah, and I think a celebration where you have a bit of lemon or two with friends or family around an occasion, it's bad for you, but it's good for you at the same time. So there's this thing. Life is probably bad for you.
living is bad for you, right? No. Anyway, these are interesting things to consider, right?
Yeah.
And what we can do. So, you know, my job is to try and help people figure out how they can make changes that will lead to them feeling better.
Yeah.
And having a more fulfilled life.
Well, I think that must be the key. It's how you feel. And I've noticed also, by the way, it's a funny thing. I mean, I've had maybe more than my fair share of trauma, mostly from my own foolishness and, you know, crashing bikes and Land Rovers. But I have been in situations where I've been completely smashed, and in company of people that have been completely smashed. And in those conditions, you'll be amazed at how some people rise to the occasion and actually become quite joyful and quite inspirational and excited about the even people that have lost the limbs and things like that. It's just changed percent. So the glass is now not as full as it used to be, but what can we still do? And then you get people that are completely healthy and miserable.
Yeah.
So we're a very complex.
The road of suffering is the path to wisdom, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we go.
So ultimately, I think the idea is to try and be as comfortable and as healthy as possible for a very better, for a much better, longer, happier life, but ultimately not to become, because it's, don't you find those people terribly, those that are so rigid and so almost addicted to
wellness,
not having fun, I'm just going to run, and I'm just going to do gym, and I'm just going to eat whey, and come on, man, go away. You depress me.
We're definitely sitting on opposite sides of the table here. There we go.
No, but surely there's a balance in all of this.
Yeah, balance.
Okay?
True.
I think there's nothing nicer than a delicious dessert on occasion. Who knows? Whatever is bad for you, but occasion.
Makes life worth living, doesn't
it? A little of what you fancy does you good, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, 100%. I've not completely ruined
your rambling again.
Process of thought.
No, I've said what I wanted to say, and likewise, you made me feel better.
So, if you're looking for an appointment with Dr. Bruce Thompson, he practices in Ballito on a Friday down at the Thrive Pharmacy in the Ballito Village. You can get an appointment by, what is your contact number?
WhatsApp on 083-7899-328.
And this is going up as a podcast, so you don't have to, you're not expected to remember that or write it down while you're trying to negotiate your way through the traffic. In fact, I prefer you not to. Just keep your eyes on the road. We want you to be with us for a while. You know? But if you need medical intervention and you're looking for you've heard how kind and compassionate Dr. Bruce Thompson is when he's confronted by this rambunctious DJ giving him a
raging
time.
Lunatic. Yeah.
So if he can deal with me, I promise you, he can deal with you very beautifully for a happy outcome.
I just want to, to finish, I'm only here Fridays, and I just want to remind people that you in Ballito are very, very fortunate. You have a number of very good homeopaths, Dr. Premlal, Dr. Saul, Dr. Wagner. And these are all registered, qualified, experienced practitioners. Always worth looking them up if you can't see me.
Very good advice. And we leave it there and look forward to reconnecting in the fullness of 7 days around the sun. That's a very prosaic way of saying we'll see you next week.
Thank you. See you then.
And the morning show continues.